Now, as I say at the start of the article, it's not very often you'll see me or hear me defending an MP. But in this case, I just needed to speak out. Back on the 10th of March this year, I sent an email to Henry Bellingham MP, simply because he's my constituency MP. And the tweet, take a look at it at radiofreeuk.org/blogs/Alan, you'll see the picture of Henry Bellingham. Dear Henry Bellingham MP, the tweet included below was sent out today. As a constituent, I'd like to get your reaction to this. We've spoken previously about your connection with the mining company, and as I recall, you said it had no influence or was in any way a conflict of interest. This is a very serious accusation that's been made against you. Now, the mining company issue that I referred to goes back to February 2014. Now, this is regarding an ex-Africa minister Henry Bellingham's new mining job corrodes trust in politics. That was the headline of the Huffington Post for the United Kingdom edition. And they went on to say that Tory MP Henry Bellingham, who served as Africa minister until 2012, has got a new job as chairman of Pathfinder Minerals, which is fighting for control of its mining assets in Mozambique. And this was what I sent to him. Dear Henry Bellingham, I would like a response to the charge that the revolving door whereby former ministers take paid employment with companies they were involved in with their government role corrodes trust in politics. How do you counter this? Was this a position you were promised when you were the minister, or for intervening in and sorting out the serious issues this company is obviously having? Henry replied, read the Huffington Post article. Thank you very much for your email in connection with this. First of all, during my time as a minister, I met a very large number of companies, both when they came to see me in the UK and when I went to visit their activities during my numerous visits abroad. Pathfinder Minerals came to see me on one occasion to discuss their activities in Mozambique, and I can assure you that if they or any other company had in any way suggested to either ministers or civil servants that there might be some favours in the future, then they would not only have been behaving in a completely unethical way, but they might even have been breaking the law. Also, it's worth bearing in mind that when they came to see me, neither they nor myself had any idea whether or not I would remain in government as a minister. Even though their approach to me with an offer of the chairmanship of the company came nearly a year and a half after I left the government, nevertheless, it still had to be cleared by the Cabinet Office, who go through a rigorous process. Had the CEO concluded that there had been any possible conflict of interest or any element that might corrode trust in politics, then they would have vetoed the appointment. Let's come straight bang up to date. Let me just remind you that the tweet that was sent out regarding Henry Bellingham, it says, I'm Henry Bellingham, Tory MP for Northwest Norfolk. I receive £1,300 an hour for lobbying for a mining company in Africa. I voted for disabled people to lose £30 per week. And I asked him, as a constituent, about the fact. This is what he had to say. Thank you for contacting me about this. As I think we've discussed before, this is a disgraceful travesty of the truth, and I've consulted my lawyers about taking action. To set the record straight, I am a non-executive chairman of a mining company, Pathfinder Minerals PLC. This appointment was cleared by the Cabinet Office Appointments Committee, who look carefully at whether there is any possible conflict of interest. I made absolutely 100% clear to them that I would under no circumstances do any lobbying. Indeed, my role is to chair the board and give advice on strategy and corporate governance, and the committee decided there definitely was not a conflict. When I was first appointed, back in early 2014, a couple of national newspapers picked up on this appointment, but quickly realised it was a non-story. Obviously, the suggestion about lobbying is inaccurate and defamatory, and furthermore, as a non-executive chairman, I'm currently paid the going amount on a monthly basis, and workload depends entirely on the number of board meetings or other company activities which require my attendance, so there is no question of being paid by the hour. I replied, yes, As I suspected, your response is what I thought. There has been a further tweet from this individual. Quote, it's in Hansard, he is ergo also a liar. I only picked up on this as it included your picture. As you're seeking legal advice, I'll await your response before doing this and publishing it. Well, Henry responded saying, I certainly do plan to take legal advice on this, but in the meantime, I have no difficulties in you publishing my explanation. So, with Henry Bellingham's permission, I am reporting now that the fact that this picture was released onto Twitter saying that he's Henry Bellingham, Tory MP for North West Norfolk, and he receives £1,300 an hour for lobbying for a mining company in Africa, and I voted for disabled people to lose £30 per week, is false, as it stands right now, and according to Henry Bellingham. Direct from the horse's mouth. The point I'm going to make is that if you're going to make accusations about MPs who are voting for disabled people to lose £30 a week, you need to check the facts. And I had to go all the way back to 2014 when I questioned Henry Bellingham about his connections with this mining company. And the response was exactly the same. He's not benefiting in this way. If these disability rights campaigners are going to make accusations like this, they need to check their facts, because all they do is lose credibility. And credibility is far more important and has far more value than money.